Now, the rest of the story. Things came easy to Percy Lowell. He was Boston-born, into a wealthy, socially prominent family. A child prodigy, he spoke fluent French and wrote poetry in Latin by the age of 11. And perhaps, after all, it was because things came so easy to Percy Lowell that one day he reached for the stars. Shortly before this century turned the corner, Percy took up a new hobby, astronomy. In fact, the wealthy Bostonian was so enthralled that he built his own private observatory on a hilltop in Flagstaff, Arizona. And from this vantage point, he studied the canals of Mars, mapping almost 200 of them. And these, Percy declared, were the remnants of an ancient Martian civilization. And in the next dozen or so years, he published three books describing this fascinating theory. So persuasively did he state his case that after a while, prestigious publications such as the Wall Street Journal would announce, "Percival Lowell has proved the existence of life on Mars." Well, after the Martian canals came Percy's most magnificent obsession. Sitting in his hilltop observatory, gazing through his telescope, studying his volumes of astronomical charts, he became convinced that there was something lurking out there in the blackness, something that he could not see, and yet something which existed just the same. He began photographing the section of sky where he believed the mysterious object to be. Some 250 plates, which Percy personally examined and compared with a magnifying glass, and yet nowhere did he find what he was looking for. By now, many of those who had admired Percy, some of whom had never once questioned his hypothesis of life on Mars, were beginning to raise eyebrows. Something out there no one could see. How then could Percy possibly know of it? Well, the astronomer answered that he had observed the effects of the mysterious object on other objects in the heavens, and that one way or another he would pinpoint and prove the existence of this elusive whatever it was. And to this end, Percy Lowell devoted the remaining years of his life, never to succeed. And who, when he died in November of 1916, could possibly have imagined the rest of the story? You see, the mysterious object which Percy called Planet X did exist. It was there all the time, merely hiding, pretending to be something it was not. Because it looked like a star, it disappeared among the myriad real stars. The imposter betrayed itself to Percy Lowell, although he never actually saw it, by gravitationally disrupting the orbit of the planet Neptune. The mysterious Planet X was our ninth planet, Pluto. Where in the world did that planet get that name? Well, Percy would be dead more than 13 years before another astronomer actually located the planet in the night sky. And when the sighting was made, the name Pluto was chosen because Pluto begins with the letters PL, the initials of Percival Lowell. For the canals of Mars, by which Percy claimed to prove the existence of life on Mars, that network of long, straight canals, Percy only believed what he saw. There are no such Martian canals. They were an optical illusion. But what Percy Lowell insisted he saw with his own eyes, he did not see. His truly great discovery, that of our solar system's ninth planet, he discovered by deduction. But he never actually lived to see it at all. And now you know the rest of the story.